Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. Uniform unveiling last night, or yesterday, late morning, and then the party last night, and it was cool. It was a lot of fun. Shout out to the listeners that we saw out there. It's just, it's really fun to be part of celebrations about the Texans. Hopefully many, many more of those to come. One of the big questions, there's a few questions that we've had asked on the text page and so forth. One big one is, hey, I saw these videos and I saw that, you know, you had players modeling the uniform at the party. But the videos are the big thing because in the videos, Seth, I listed the players that I saw in all the videos for the Texans. And it looked like it was Stingley was in there a lot. Christian Harris, Nico Collins, Tank Dell, Jimmy Ward, Jalen Petrie, Christian Harris. I can't remember if I said Christian Harris's name, but there's like six or seven guys that were in these videos. Oh, Will Anderson was in there quite a bit. Will Anderson. I think that's it. No CJ Stroud in any of them. The videos were shot right around the time of, well, like the day that they did the private reveal for some of us in the media and for the fan council back in March. So I know CJ's been doing a lot of traveling. I know he's been spending most of his offseason in California. He traveled outside the country for the first time in his life this offseason. He went to Turks and Caicos. My guess is it's not anything where CJ's like, I don't want to do this. My guess is it comes down to geography and availability. Yeah. And these are seven guys who are spending the offseason here in Houston who wanted to model the uniforms and who the team sees as guys that fans want to see in those uniforms as well, you know?
Yeah, I think it was just logistics. It wasn't like CJ. I don't think there's any conspiracy theory or anything about David Mulligetta anything like that. Yeah, it was CJ had a really busy offseason.
Yeah.
And like the Pro Bowl and Super Bowl activities especially, I think were probably a lot. Was for Will Anderson too, but just I think that I would prefer, like, at one point there after the Super Bowl, I kind of felt like, all right, I hope that CJ just kind of closes himself off from everything for a while. And I was nervous, and then I realized that, because stuff kept coming out with CJ, and then I realized that almost all of it was stuff that was filmed during the Super Bowl.
It was like
week.
Leftovers. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I think that Kevin Hart interview was probably done during the Super Bowl week, too.
I think you're right.
I think he was just laying low, which is totally cool. And I would much prefer the quarterback to be well rested, bright eyed, and bushy tailed than like a huge part of the uniform unveiling.
Yeah, understand. I'm somebody who still suffers from Deshaun Watson PTSD to some extent. So like anytime CJ like talks glowingly about Los Angeles, I'm like, oh, here we go. We're gonna have him for 5 years. He's gonna find a way to get to. I'm at that end of the worry scale, and admittedly, like, worrying way too much about it. I'm not worried about this at all, about him not being in these videos, you know? And I'm way less worried about the long term with him than I was maybe when it initially started here. It seems like everything's moving in the right direction right now.
Maybe just for insurance, though, it'd be nice if both the Chargers and the Rams found themselves the Chargers are fine, but if the Rams find themselves a young stud quarterback that'll be there for a long, long time.
Yeah.
And we just cross our fingers and hope that Justin Herbert just stays on Jim Harbaugh's good side.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I want to talk to you about that, but let's get through these first. Some weird news coming out about the odds on the Chargers and quarterbacks and whatnot. We'll get to it. Getting asked this question still, like, why is there so little H-Town Blue? Because understandably, not everybody listened to Cal and Hannah on Sports Radio 610 yesterday. A lot of people did. We had our highest YouTube numbers in the brief history of our YouTube channel by far yesterday. Over 1,000 YouTube viewers yesterday for Cal and Hannah in studio.
Like at the same time.
Yeah, yeah.
Like while they were watching.
Yeah, like literally 1,000. I think it was like 1,100 people watching at once. But some of you didn't get to hear it, and I think when the uniforms got unveiled, there was some level of disappointment that there wasn't an H-Town blue, the light blue, the near Columbia blue, head-to-toe type uniform. The McNairs talked about this yesterday. They said they were disappointed there wasn't more H-Town blue, and I think you can read between the lines as to why that is.
So we heard that loud and clear from our fans.
Yeah.
They wanted H-Town blue represented. They wanted Houston represented. And so we worked with the NFL, and there was some push and shove, and we came to where we wanted, where we could get to with the NFL.
A compromise.
Giving us a compromise mm-hmm. and a certain percentage in the uniform. And I think our fans would like more.
Yeah.
And we're probably in that same boat. But, you know, we're working with the powers that be with the league and all that stuff to get to where we could get.
I think there was some talk. I think even publicly we discussed that we were going to be able to use a different color than Columbia blue.
Mm-hmm.
And so when that was released and we got approval to do that, that's when we started.
Maybe there was some, how did he put it? Give and take or something
like
that.
Compromise.
A lot of compromise.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then it got to a point where they just said, no, you can't. And then we compromised.
What was the reason?
What do you think?
I'm just asking.
That's great. The reason is the owner of the Titans, in case people can't read between the lines right there. That's what's
Titans
being alluded
threw
to.
Up a big old hissy fit, yeah.
Yep.
And so the quantity of the H-Town blue and all of that was just, it was all a big negotiation.
Yeah.
And I think I also think that based on another thing Cal had said, at one point in the interview, he said it was about 50-50, the number of people that wanted the H-Town blue back versus those that didn't. It was kind of polarizing. I would imagine the people that didn't want the H-Town blue back are pretty cool with the amount that's in the new ones, the color rush. It's not like overpowering. It doesn't feel like you're trying to be the Oilers, I don't think.
Yeah, yeah. And I think when you say that, I'm going, wow, 50%, and I'm not disputing the numbers, but I'm thinking, okay, well, the 50% that don't want it, I'd love to know the reason. Like, what's the breakdown of the reason why they didn't want it? I would guess a majority are probably Houstonians who just like, hey, we don't need to be the Oilers, man. Like, we're our own thing, right?
Yeah. Or even younger people that just weren't Oilers fans because they were too young to be here when the Oilers left town.
I like the color, though. That's the thing. Like, independent of the you know, the history behind the color. Yeah. I think it's a cool color scheme. I like it.
It does. The only thing I could see some people, too, the people that didn't like some of the initial leaks, I think they just didn't like the fact that regardless of the legacy, it still looks in some ways like a Titans jersey. Like that part is like, okay, say whatever you want about the Oilers and the nostalgia for the Oilers. That is also the Titans that you face twice a year right now. You're lifting a little bit off of something to them. And so I think some people just didn't like that part.
I definitely agree with that. Speaking of the Titans, are they circling the Titans on the calendar this year? Has this uniform flap taken the rivalry between the Texans and the Titans to a new level now?
Are you ready to play the Titans again? I know you kind of enjoyed that sweep last year. You got that marked on the calendar? Is that
you know what's so
schedule?
Funny is I was seeing some articles about Hannah salty about them wearing the uniforms. Who started that? Who
exactly.
started it wearing it against us? And then if anybody was at that game, their in-house PA mm-hmm. was instigating it. Mm-hmm. It was unbelievable, but mm-hmm. also wonderful because we finished the story. Okay,
She went.
I mean, who's salty here?
You know,
rivalry is good
here.
For the league.
It's here,
switch.
Right?
Yeah, it's good. For
and
league.
You know, the Titans are the top rival. It seems like it kind of moves right now. Is that our top rival?
Well, first they need to beat us.
Oh, so
it's
wow.
not a rivalry yet. Okay,
oh, wow.
So we got to go.
That's
we
how you
go.
Do it.
Okay, Colts. There you go. Look at Cal. That ain't
I was like, here's the hot sauce.
Here she goes again. Here she goes again.
I want to beat all our AFC South friends and neighbors.
Yeah.
Twice, each one of them.
Yeah. Cal trying to reel it back in. Good luck. Cal trying to reel it back in. We are entering a new era of Texans football, my friend, where we have an owner, wife of the owner, the wife of the official on paper owner, who is more than willing to say, hey, man, rivalry's a good thing. You got to beat us before this becomes a rivalry. That is now the number two trending most popular article on the Houston Chronicle. Not among sports, among all the articles. Hannah McNair rips Titans, talks about compromise on blue uniforms. Number two headline in the Chronicle right now.
I don't think, I wonder if I don't think the Titans are the biggest rivalry. I think historically, you can make an argument for all three different ones. The Colts historically have owned the Texans, and now I feel like it's gotten to the point where, yeah, the Texans had been better than the Colts in some years. I feel like right now with Anthony Richardson especially coming, and if he stays healthy this year the Colts will feel like a bigger rival.
You think?
And the Colts are more poised to make the playoffs than the Titans by a long shot, too.
Yeah.
So I feel like it's going to be a more brutal and physical matchup between the Colts and the Titans. The Titans can be kind of afterthoughts for at least one more year.
Yeah, I see.
Until Will Levis gets injured a bunch, because he's gonna.
This is where the difference between you, like, you're looking at the football part of it, and I look at the WWE part of it. You know, like, this uniform thing, I don't know. Like, maybe it dies down by the time the season rolls around. I'm not sure. I'm writing to myself, hey, put up a poll. Who's the biggest rival now? You know, Titans, Colts, maybe just do Titans and Colts. Throw the Jags in there, whatever. Maybe now is not the time to do it, because the Titans would probably win just based on recency bias and Hannah stoking the flames right there. It's definitely a good debate and conversation. Who do you personally hate more, the Titans or the Colts? You played against them a bunch of
Colts.
Times. Colts.
Yeah, the Colts. Yeah. Okay. Miserable. There's a reason I don't like the entire state of Indiana. Most of the people that I like who are from Indiana are people who escaped it, you know.
Yeah, they live here.
Like Mo or, you know, Sarah Pepper. Like, they escaped the state of Indiana.
Nessa Richardson.
They're smart enough to get out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, their loved ones who remain are vile scum, but still.
I think Deepy's from there as well. I think she's from
Indiana.
That's
right, Deepy Sidhu's from up there, too. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
So all the best Indianans are no longer in Indiana.
They got they've been exported. Their greatest exports from the state of Indiana are those four people we just named there.
50-50 split, by the way, that I said. I think I'm completely wrong on that. So disregard what I had said about the
that.
50-50
that felt
split.
Like way more people not wanting the H-Town Blue than what I thought. The H-Town Blue is really popular, but I
must have had a dream about that or something.
Okay. Why is there no CJ in the videos? No answer on that, but I think it's just logistics and geography. Why is there so little H-Town Blue in the uniforms? You just heard why. Because Amy Adams Strunk is the worst.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And then number three, the one I'm hearing is, okay, like, are these the uniforms were released, you know, the graphics that they got released in were all like in specific combinations. Like the white jersey was with the blue pants in almost everything that originally came out. Vice versa, the same. Blue jersey, white pants, and then obviously the battle red and the color rush head to toe in those color schemes with supporting colors mixed into the trim and whatnot. So are those the four jerseys? Like, okay, so now for every home game, is it blue jerseys, white pants? No, they're still going to mix and match. And we know this because they put out pictures yesterday, if you haven't seen them, that look incredible of the different combinations. Like the Dude, the white jersey with the white pants looks so clean with these uniforms. I don't know why it hits different. Maybe it's because it's these pictures that are professionally taken and it's not in person. Yeah. People running, you know, and we're seeing they did a good job of finding the players whose physiques make the uniform look best. You know, I don't think it's any no disrespect to your defensive lineman brethren, Seth, but I don't think it's any accident that it's Nico Collins, Christian Harris. You know, Tank Dell.
Yeah, they didn't use any of the big dudes. Like no. The Broncos video used one of their big offensive linemen, and I kind of liked that. That just brings more personality to it.
Which
if you wanted to have Tytus Howard out there or something?
I was gonna say
Tytus would have been all about it.
So would Laramie was in the meetings to help put the uniforms together. Like they were getting, he was one of the players they were getting input from. Which Texans offensive lineman looks best in a uniform? Like if you had to trot one of the offensive linemen for the Texans. That's the only thing. You have to pick one player, and it has to be an offensive lineman to model these uniforms from the Texans. Who are you picking?
Yeah, probably Laramie.
I think definitely.
I don't know that. I don't know if Laramie. Laramie might be too kind of. He's too smooth to like act the fool.
To lean into it.
Cameras. Yeah. So to like really act the fool and ham it up. I don't know if that's if that would be it. I feel like Tytus might ham it up a little bit more.
Yeah. So
I don't need it to be Kenyon Green.
Yeah.
That's not
no.
You know, Juice Scruggs is too young.
Dude, maybe that would have been a good way to unveil the new Kenyon Green if he's indeed, you know, gotten into some better football shape.
He came out and he was just like he looked like Zeus or something.
Well,
yeah.
And he's in a different number now. He's number 76. He's not number 59 anymore. And they unveil him and they're like, "Who is this 76? This guy looks he's an offensive lineman for sure, but he's looking pretty good." And then you look and you get a close up of the face. And you go, "Wait a second. It's Kenyon Green wearing this uniform." It would have been, it didn't happen, but that would have been awesome.
What about one of the new acquisitions, if it had been like Danielle Hunter or Joe Mixon or somebody like that?
Danielle Hunter in the new Texans uniform is going to look like a monster.
Yeah, Danielle Hunter looks like a physiology.
He in the battle
diagram.
Red, he might look like an alien in the battle red uniforms.
That's true. Yeah, that's going to be really.
He's
we got some good. They drafted or they brought in some good get off the bus appeal.
It's a good way to put it. It's a good way to put it. Someone says, "I want a Hannah McNair jersey."
So, were there any Hannah McNair tattoos? Was that one of the ones you were allowed to get?
I didn't see what the choices were.
I think the choices were either the logo or the H, the old English H from the alternate colors.
Yeah. Tyler Milner got one. I think he's the only one from the station that got one, if I'm not mistaken. People asking, is Hannah a WWE fan? She just shouted out Cody Rhodes to finish the story. She is. Cal and Hannah went to WWE last summer and they met Cody Rhodes backstage. And that's kind of his saying is he finished the story at WrestleMania. So yeah, that's a subtle, I would guess that's a subtle shout out to Cody Rhodes. Is she a WWE fan? She should be. If she's not, she should be. Listen to the way she talks to Amy Adams Strunk. These two are on their way to SummerSlam with each other before we know it.
Yeah. Like Hannah said, it's not like the Texans started any of it. The Titans choosing to wear their throwbacks when they were playing the Texans was one of the most like bush league petty things I've ever seen.
Yeah.
It was really disgusting. And then she paraded her coach out there in a little cowboy outfit and she'd fire him a few weeks later. Like this is the downside. There's some legacy ownership in the NFL that's worked out spectacularly well. The Rooneys and Pittsburgh and what have you. With the Titans, it's going just as bad as it did with the original owner himself.
Yeah.
They making a mockery of themselves as they do petty things. So, yeah, they deserve a little bit of a come up instead.
Amy Adams Strunk chose violence. And
she did.
She chose violence, and she picked on the wrong people.
She was, you know what? Yeah, she was like in Game of Thrones when Littlefinger thought he was pulling something on Cersei, and then Cersei basically, where he says knowledge is power, and she all of a sudden has all of her guards, like 3/10 of a second away from murdering him, and she goes, "No, power is power.
Power is power." It's a great line.
Yeah, and that's what the Texans did to Amy Adams Strunk.
Yep.
They said, "No, power is power.
Power is power. Yep, absolutely. All right, draft tomorrow. We've got you covered here on Sports Radio 610, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Seth will be on the Friday coverage. I'll be on the Saturday coverage here on Sports Radio 610. Let's do this. The mocks are out. The mocks are flying right now. The Texans don't have a pick in the first round, but if they went this route in the second round, how are we feeling? We will discuss coming up next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.